heavy and blustery, and temperatures of 7 to 10 Celsius.
Simon King. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 11th of April. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Plymouth, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, low west of Rockall 960, expected northeast Rockall 969 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southeasterly 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 for a time. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty. Southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering south 5 to 7. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southeast 6 to gale 8, veering south 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Southeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering south 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames. Southeast 5 to 7, veering southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Dover, Wight. South, 4 to 6, veering southwest, 5 to 7. Rain, squally showers later, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth. Southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Plymouth. Rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, Fitzroy. West or northwest, 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 in Fitzroy, decreasing 4 to 6. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Southwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, except in Lundy. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. Southwest, 6 to gale 8. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin. Cyclonic, gale 8 to storm 10, becoming west 7 to severe gale 9. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic, 7 to severe gale 9. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southeast, 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic, mainly easterly, 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. And now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 on the 11th of April. Tyree Automatic, south 6, 8 miles, 990, falling more slowly. Stornoway, south by east, 3, slight rain, 7 miles, 992, now rising. Lerwick, southeast, 6, 13 miles, 1,005, falling. Lucas, southeast by south, 5, slight rain, 13 miles, 996, falling quickly. Bridlington, southeast by south, 7, 1,003, falling quickly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast, 5, 11 miles, 1,008. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southeast, 5, 11 miles, 1,005. Jersey, southwest by west, 3, 6 miles, 1,005, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south, 5, 1,003. Scilly Automatic, west by south, 6, 9 miles, 1,005, rising more slowly. Valentia, southwest, 6, 11 miles, 997, now rising. Ronald's Way, south by west, 5, recent rain, 8 miles, 996, falling more slowly. Malin Head, south-southeast, 5, 27 miles, 990, now rising. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Saturday, the 11th of April. The general situation, a deep Atlantic low will remain to the northwest of the British Isles during the next couple of days. This will bring unsettled conditions to the inshore waters with strong or gale-force winds, especially in the north and west, and with severe gales in the northwest. The low will move away north on Monday with winds easing off. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeast, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first and 5 later. Rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeast, 6 to gale 8, veering south, 5 to 7. Rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast 5 to 7, veering south 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast 6 or 7, veering southwest 4 or 5, backing south 6 or 7 later. Rain at first, showers later, good, occasionally poor at first. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southeasterly, veering southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northeast. Rain at first, showers later, good, occasionally moderate at first. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southeasterly, veering westerly, 4 to 6, backing southwesterly, 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West, 4 to 6, backing southwest, 5 to 7. Occasional rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West, 5 to 7, backing southwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, south or southwest 5 to 7, increasing 7 or gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Showers, moderate or good. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. South 5 to 7, increasing gale 8, veering southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time, veering southwesterly later. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardermuchan Point. South or southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest 6 or 7 later. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Ardermuchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southeast 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, veering south or southwest 6 or 7 later. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southeast 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 for a time. Rain, squally showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. The time is 5:43. Time now for Prayer for the Day, presented by Andrea Ray.
Good morning. Although I wouldn't call myself sporty, every time the Olympics come around, I become a true armchair fan, watching the television coverage. And my admiration for anyone who reaches Olympic levels of sporting skill is all the more intense for my own lack of sporting ability. On this day in 1896, at the first modern Olympic Games in Athens, a Dublin-born Irishman achieved something that today would be completely impossible. John Boland, competing for Great Britain and Ireland, won both the men's singles and the men's doubles finals in tennis on the same day. Now, the game of tennis and the Olympics have both changed a great deal in 130 years, but that achievement to me still stands out. I also love the fact that because the numbers of entrants for the doubles matches were small, the teams were of mixed nationality. Bolin's partner was German. Now, though my enthusiasm for sporting achievement is not fueled by personal experience, I'm happy to be part of any crowd that supports something of quality, especially if it represents a new interest. It could be a different kind of music, unexplored visual art, dance, film, or yes, even a new sport. The possibilities are endless. And that's the point. Because along the way, we encounter undiscovered pockets of inspiration that may lead further to better understanding, more admiration, and to the greater knowledge and appreciation that keeps our passions and the passions of others alive. Lord, in these days when inspiration can be hard to come by and many of us are afraid to step away from our usual paths, help us to seek out and appreciate experiences